saying G-double-E-K. G-double-E-K. Culturated. G-double-E-K. Culturated.
We're going to get our pocket protectors ready for some geek history.
It is 10 o'clock, so it is time for us to do, like we do at this time every week, it is time to find out what happened today in geek history.
Oh, I'm so excited!
And you're listening to 89.9 KGRG FM, the Mike and Mickey After Dark Halloween Spooptacular.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Dude, I'm extra excited for today's geek history. What happened on Halloween?
You know what?
Yeah.
Surprisingly, not a lot.
Ruh-roh.
But today in geek history is sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show. The Northwest Back to Basics Comic Convention is returning to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. Featured guests include actors Roger Cross, Robert Lissardo, Sandy Selner, who portrayed Alpha 5 in the original Power Rangers TV series, and Ali Mishalka from CW's iZombie and half of Ali and AJ, as well as tons of comic book creators, authors, cosplayers, and more. For the full list of guests and ticket information, you can visit JetCityComicShow.com and listen to The Buzz every Wednesday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m., as well as Mike and Mickey After Dark for your opportunity to win two-day passes. This is your last week to win those two-day passes.
Yep.
In fact, I hear this episode might be your last opportunity to win two-day passes to the Jet City Comic Show, so...
Nah, take a trivia Thursday. It's going to be in my package, so be tuning in Thursday to play trivia.
Oh, very good.
With the, quote, pros.
Very good. All right, so let's find out what happened today in geek history, shall we?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
All right, so...
I feel like I need a stein of beer right now.
Well, okay, so actually, before we get into today in geek history, you know, what happened, let me explain. Does anybody know what this piece of music is that you that
it
you're
sounds
hearing?
So familiar, and I can't place it.
Horror expert Hunter, you got anything?
Oh, wait,
it's from a horror movie?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't place the movie.
Is this the skeletons one?
No.
No.
Oh, ro-ro.
If I was smart, I'd have used that. I forgot where I put it. I couldn't find it in time to use it.
I had the remix, though.
Yeah, so it was not the skeleton dance.
We unlock.
I don't know.
This is a song called The Gonk, and it was featured prominently in 1978's zombie classic Dawn of the Dead.
Was it really?
Yeah. Now, here's the deal. Dawn of the Dead is also one of my very favorite movies because basically what happens is this, it's a zombie apocalypse, mm-hmm. and a group of survivors holes up in a shopping mall.
Yeah.
So not only is it a great horror movie, but it's also like a great allegory for consumerism mm-hmm. and capitalism and consumption and all that. But anyway, so through the horror and carnage of the shambling zombies going through the mall, this is what's playing. Yep. So
that's
it's
right.
and especially over the end credits,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a it's just delightful because basically at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, the survivors are driven away. They have to escape. They get in a helicopter and they just have to get out of there. So the zombies are just left unfettered, shambling through this shopping mall while this song just plays and plays over the entire credits. It doesn't go to black.
Mm-hmm.
It's and it's just, you know, just
yep.
for several minutes as this mall music just plays.
Interesting.
Over, oh, it's amazing.
Over and over.
That's right. It is. And I haven't seen that in years though.
Oh, it's a great movie and some really good vintage practical special effects too from Tom Savini. And,
yep.
Like, there's at one point where, like, a dude gets, like, torn in half by ravenous zombies that are hungry.
Ahead of a time, I think.
Oh, my God. Very much so. And speaking of that song ending, I wonder if we could get maybe some more tunes in the background.
Thank you.
All kinds of cool stuff. All right. So, let's find out what happened today in geek history. We start in 1913, where on October 31st, dedication of the Lincoln Highway. It's from Times Square, New York City, to Lincoln Park in San Francisco. It was the first automobile highway going across the United States.
Wow.
Now, this is kind of an interesting follow-up. In 1926...
13 years later.
Yeah, on October 31st, I did get it.
You're
right. On October 31st, magician Harry Houdini died of gangrene, and Peter.
What?
I had this pronunciation earlier a couple hours ago, and I lost it.
I hate that.
Periantitis. Periantitis.
Okay, that sounds right.
That developed after his appendix ruptured
yeah.
after an unexpected punch to the stomach a few days earlier. We talked about this last week.
We talked about it last week, yep.
So, yeah, it's just kind of interesting.
I forgot he died on Halloween.
Yeah, me too. Let's jump ahead a few more years to 1941, where on October 31st on Halloween, of all things, Mount Rushmore is completed.
Oh. Really?
Featuring the sculpted heads of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. And, sorry, not Alexander Hamilton.
I was going to say, and none for Alexander Hamilton.
Nope.
He got the 10. That's good enough.
He got also a musical, so.
That is true. So, and every once in a while... last week where like all the economic collapses happened like on the same day, like to the year. Get this, in 1968 on October 31st, October surprise! Just before the U.S. elections, U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson announced that he had ordered a complete cessation of, quote, all air, naval, and artillery bombardment of North Vietnam effective November 1st, right before the election.
And he was president at this time, if I remember right?
Sure.
Or not. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson. Yes. We move on to 1969, just 1 year later, where on... October 31st, Halloween, Walmart is incorporated in Arkansas.
Whoa.
Oh, Sammy.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. Now,
did they have Halloween costumes at the Walmart on 1969?
Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
The old burlap sack clowns.
All right, so we move on to the year of 1991.
Was it this long ago?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is going to get the 90s kids right in the feels. Hint, Nickelodeon.
What?
I thought it was later than this.
Who's tracking?
I know it. This was one of my favorite shows of all time on the show, on the network. It was on... right after All That, if I remember right.
Oh, really?
I believe so, yeah, because it went, I want to say Doug first, because that was when the Nicktoons started, and then some other show I never watched, but then All That, and then this show.
We are, of course, talking about Are You Afraid of the Dark, which premiered on Nickelodeon on Halloween night in 1991.
That's so cool.
I think it only lasts like two seasons, though.
Something
it
like
that. It wasn't long.
It's like one of those cult following shows for sure, because it's really crazy how well remembered it is.
And thank you, Splat, for bringing it back.
Oh, right, though. We continue where a handful of years later in 1998, WKOW in Madison, Wisconsin became one of the first high definition broadcasts in digital television.
Wait. High definition?
High definition.
Really?
Not
hybrid digital.
Not hybrid digital. That's radio, my friend.
We're talking about TV.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we were talking about radio.
Yes.
Sorry, my bad.
No, no, we're talking about television.
Okay.
And you can learn about the origins of not just radio, but also television by taking Journalism 150, Introduction to Broadcasting, which Mickey and I are actually taking this class currently.
How are you guys doing in there, by the way?
I'm doing great.
I figured you would love this stuff.
I love it. You know, don't have time for it now, but yeah, we are meeting some of the most fascinating characters in American history. Lee DeForest, that dude, that guy, and all of his wives.
Nothing but divorces and really tall towers.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh,
my
gosh.
That should be the course description.
Guy with many wives and tall towers.
All the wives,
you need to
know. All the towers. And he's like, I invented radio. I also invented television. No, you invented...
My wife should write a book about me.
Yeah, so I married a genius by Mrs. Lee DeForest. Oh, my God. But yeah. Yeah. You
what
can,
else happened?
You can learn all about that more. Again, intro to Broadcasting Journalism 150. Yep. Go to greenriver.edu to register. On this date in 2004, Alien, the director's cut, was released theatrically.
Ooh.
I didn't know that. It came and went.
Yeah.
I don't have a trailer for you because all of the trailers are just basically it's words and atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not interesting enough. But Alien, okay, let's have a quick debate. Alien, horror movie, sci-fi movie?
Sci-fi all
I
the
think
way.
Both.
Can't it be both?
Nope.
What?
One or the other.
Why?
Okay, so Dave says sci-fi.
It's
you
sci-fi.
Guys say both. I say horror.
Really?
It has more in common with a... Sure, there's spaceships and all that, but... So we'll call that one a draw because we have a 1-1 and a 2. Let's continue. All right. Here's a movie from 2008 from... This one's just sweet and cute. Kevin Smith movie.
Oh.
Came out on Halloween?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sweet and cute.
I think I know what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah. October 31st. 2008.
Can I get two beers, please?
You want a beer?
Yeah.
Three beers.
Best friends.
Why are you always bending over backwards for that girl, knowing she ain't giving up no
love? You got a good thing going, man.
Why complicate that with sex?
Hard times.
Look, what happened to the water?
They shut it off.
Help me get this out of my hair. Just use the water out of the toilet.
There's poo in there.
We don't come up with some rent. We're going to get locked out of the apartment.
What? You got an idea?
We could make a porno.
Yep.
October 31st.
The ones I liked when I was a kid, it was always a spoof of a popular movie.
I got it!
Star Wars.
What? Han Solo ain't never had no sex with Princess Leia in the Star Wars.
Some things.
Do you have a talent?
It's a little something I picked up during bachelor parties.
Her name, Bubbles.
Should be left to the pros.
I'm a delivery man, and I have some cream for you.
This is the worst porno I've ever seen.
Zach and Mary make a porno.
Oh, I can't Zach believe and Mary.
This. I was delivering cream, and look what's happening.
Rated R.
Oh, Zach and Mary.
Oh. It's adorable. It's very, very sweet. And really, it was before Kevin Smith lost his mind and started making walrus movies.
Yeah.
So,
oh.
Yeah. And different before, topic for a different day.
Yep.
Ooh, hoof to tuta.
But Mickey.
Yes.
Mickey.
Yes.
Uh-oh. I got something for you.
Uh-oh. Do you?
I got something for you. I have a movie that was released on October 31st.
Yeah.
In 2014.
2014?
Yep.
Huh.
What could it be?
Once I play it.
Trying to think of what came out in 2014.
Crash with injuries just occurred, Western and Third.
Hello, I'm Louis Bloom. Film breaking news stories.
You got something good for us tonight?
You went inside the house, you can film the bodies.
This tape is evidence.
Do I have to give it to you?
Is there any reason why you wouldn't?
Start filming. We want all of it.
The people who did this, they're still out there.
I think everything you said is a lie.
Nightcrawler.
Yay!
Rated R.
Yep.
Whoa!
Oh man, and that has been Today in Geek History, sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show, and that means it's time for us to give away some tickets. Call us right now at 253-833-5004 to win 2-day passes to the Jet City Comic Show happening November 5th and 6th at the Tacoma Convention Center. Coming up after the break, we're going to play some more music.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what we're going to play?
No.
Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And we have an argument to settle after that.
Oh, do we now? Okay, very
good. Got these tiny fists ready.
All righty. Well, this is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. And if you have a spoopy song request, 253-833-5004 or tweet us at KGRG FM. Maybe we'll shut up long enough to play some music.
Doubt it.
Stick around. We'll be right back.
Have you checked out KGRG.com recently? Our website got a facelift. Check KGRG.com for info on the concert calendar, ticket giveaways, new music ads, and everything you want to know about specialty shows and the DJs that make them happen. That's KGRG.com.
This is all Skinless, and I'm here to let you know we're taking our quest to make America brutal again to Friday nights on KGRG. on our new day and time, Friday nights at 10 p.m. on KGRG 89.9 FM, iHeartRadio, and the KGRG FM app.
I'm some random who gives a f***, and this message was approved by politicians who will toss your ass into a basket of deplorables if you don't stand with them. Hashtag Hail Pepe!
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Call 253-833-5004 to donate a little during KGRG's Fall Pledge Drive. Not only will you get some sick swag for donating, but you are making it so we can keep giving away tickets, hosting concerts, and teaching the DJs of the next generation. Keep KGRG alive and thriving by pledging to donate over the phone or donating on KGRG.com. That's 253-833-5004. Thanks in advance, bro.
To show your support for the KGRG Fall Pledge Drive, head over to KGRG.com and click the Donate tab.
KGRG FM. That was This Is Halloween.
Yeah.
Cover of that classic song by
Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco.
For our girl Taylor.
Yep. So, like, we asked her, it's like, do you want this one? Or, I mean, or do you want the original or do you want a cover? And she says, surprise me.
Yeah.
So, surprise.
Hooray.
And coming up next, we're going to get deep into the Rocky Horror Picture Show with guests. But for now, here is Science Fiction Double Feature by me first in the Gimme Gimmies, that cover. Stick around. Mike and Mickey After Dark will continue right after this.
Awesome.
Oh my goodness. I literally never get tired of me first in the Gimme Gimmies.
No.
They are the gift that keeps giving over and over. I mean, actually and literally. One of my favoriteest bands.
See, here's the thing. They know how to redo something good.
Ah, gotcha. All right.
Hoof-da-tuda.
So here's the deal. We are going to... We've been meaning to talk about this for the last couple few weeks. And, you know, because of, like, time and opportunity and circumstances and guests and all that other stuff, we just have not had the opportunity to talk about Fox's new version of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which aired, again, a couple few weeks ago.
The 20th.
Yeah, it wasn't last week. It was the week before. Thursday, I believe.
Oh, that recently?
Yeah.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun, man. It's just, I mean, it feels like an eternity ago, honestly, because, like, yeah, it's just been so busy. So, initially, it was going to be just myself and Hunter and Mickey, and basically, it was just going to be, you know, basically a love fest for it, because, you know, we all three of us liked it quite a bit.
I loved it.
But we also have, just to keep things a little interesting, we have...
A hater.
Well, yeah, we have our girl Dave.
You think that I, a grown adult man, am a girl?
Playing spoiler and foil to our little discussion. And we'll give you guys equal time. You know, we'll talk about this a little bit. But keep in mind, we only got like 10 minutes to get through this. We're not going to talk about it all night. It's not a lengthy podcast. So if things start getting too lengthy...
You think that...
That too. Gonna hit you with the gavel.
Nice.
All right, sound good.
Yep,
got it.
I will preface anything that I say with, I gave it a second watch even.
Okay.
So we'll go with that first.
All right, so...
Should we hear his argument first, or should we tell our praise?
I want to hear your praise for this, and how you can justify this hot mess
got it.
That Fox did.
Ooh.
All right. So okay.
Oh, that silence, screaming.
Where we start with the fact is that it wasn't changed. It wasn't downplayed. I mean, they kept the raunchiness. They kept the quirkiness of kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because some of it was auto-tuned doesn't mean that it was poorly done. I was a little nervous having it be on Fox and having it be the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but they kept it. They kept the scene with Frankenfurter in the room of Janet and Brad, and they kept those scenes.
Yeah,
and
it was both like,
and then Janet with Rocky.
Yeah, they kept all the words in "Touch of Touch Me."
Dude, they had the pool orgy network television. Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Okay,
don't dream it, be it.
All right, so Hunter, what did you like about it?
Okay, I liked for one thing, Laverne Cox
Queen.
Rocked it as Frankenfurter because she wasn't Tim Curry.
Oh
because she wasn't the Tim Curry that we have all grown up watching. She was her own Frankenfurter, and I really appreciated that.
Well, and it's interesting, Hunter. This was something you and I had discussed before we got on the air, and it was something I was a little nervous about because I'm an older guy, and you know, shifting social conventions sometimes. Yeah. Like I want to be open minded. I want to keep up, but sometimes it's difficult. Like, you know, sometimes pronouns can be a challenge for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll wear that. You know, I'll own that.
Yeah.
So, but one of the things that I enjoyed about it was that it was Laverne Cox.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the story of Rocky Horror Picture Show is always about subverting conventions and, you know, kind of pushing
out who you want to be.
Exactly. And kind of pushing outside of your comfort zone a little bit. And having Laverne Cox, who herself is transgendered, singing that song about being a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania.
Yes.
There was that thing where I was like, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
I approve.
Oh, my
and
God.
And that actually, again, as somebody that's older and could be, you know, kind of challenged by things like that, I enjoyed that. I was like, good on you. That's great. I thought that was really, really cool.
Now, I will give you guys Laverne Cox because she was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the only bright spot of that movie.
I was, like, crying whenever she was on the screen. I'm like, yes,
her
queen.
We're so elaborate.
Tears.
Oh, my gosh.
But
when
she
came out for the first time, I was like, oh, my gosh.
But
my
here's God. The thing. For as good as Laverne Cox did, Victoria Justice, Adam freaking Lambert.
But the thing was, they were all their own versions of these characters.
No, Adam Lambert was not. He was trying to be Meatloaf big time, and he failed miserably, as he would have, because Meatloaf is Meatloaf. That's
I would just like to say that Dave hates dogs, and so I don't think that his opinion should be validated.
So he basically doesn't like Wild Dog?
Where's my pistolero? I set them down.
I thought Mike was going for the really high hands on the side thing.
Well, no, it's interesting, but, you know, I'm going to side with Dave a little bit here.
Oh.
Because I enjoyed the movie thoroughly. Really enjoyed the performance, thought everything was great. I thought, I agree with Dave, I thought Adam Lambert was a little flat for me. It came across as a glorified cameo at best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
That was the weak spot for me. You know, I didn't even bother to make those Meatloaf comparisons. I was just taking
They literally make a Meatloaf joke at one
they
point
do.
In the movie.
Oh, not Meatloaf again.
Yeah, and it, you know, that was cute. But I thought if you have somebody like Adam Lambert, use him a little more. I think he was just underutilized.
I think he was.
I would have liked him to see him as Riff Raff.
Yeah, I'm about to say he was flat out miscast.
Yeah, see, exactly. Yeah. See, I think that's what it was. It was just miscasting, wrong character for the wrong person. And yeah, that to me, that was a misstep.
Now, since you brought him up, Riff Raff was great when he wasn't singing.
Why do you say that?
He had the attitude of Riff Raff, but he didn't have the voice or the song. Like,
yeah,
the Riff Raff talking was completely separate from Riff Raff singing, and it wasn't like that in the original.
That
turned me off from it.
It's not supposed to be like that, the original, though.
Also,
true.
Rocky Horror board shorts. Mic drop.
Rocky is originally played in a gold Speedo, but he was in gold board shorts.
Yeah. So
I won't say that I love that.
All right. You know, so Dave, you're saying that you would prefer a golden Speedo on Rocky? Is that what you're saying?
I wish to invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege.
All right, fair enough, fair enough. All right.
But I, yeah. when I saw the Rocky Horror Picture Show this weekend, the shadow cast, a woman played Rocky.
Okay.
And she was in a golden corset, and I didn't have a problem with it.
Hmm. Sure.
Either did I have a problem with the board shorts. I mean, Rocky's originally done it in a Speedo.
Right.
But, yeah. like, see, I don't care.
To me, that took away from the whole sexuality of it.
Yeah.
But, really, you think so?
But with Laverne Cox, like, you still saw what her main intentions were
with Rocky.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
And, Rocky.
And Victoria just...
Rocky. Jet. Dr. Scott. Jet.
Okay. All right. That was good. Right. Yeah.
Gavel, gavel.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that. I mean, that's a cesspool. We will...
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a Are You Serious at an MC Lars show. That,
yeah.
I mean, that's a cesspool we will not escape from. But...
I will end on this note. Janet also miscast. Somebody else that will... was more suited should have played her. Victoria Justice, to me, didn't do enough justice, with lack of a better term, for Janet.
I 100% disagree with you.
Really? I disagree as well.
The Brad and Janet.
So, okay, so...
The Brad and Janet were super cute.
Brad was amazing.
Yeah.
Brad was great.
So, Hunter, you shared something with me that you found out about Victoria Justice when we were going to talk about this. Oh, I forget what it was like. No, like filming the Rocky Horror Picture Show was like the most erotic thing she had done at that point or something.
Yeah. Then she's PG and, all the way then.
Right. No, and that's what that character needs though.
Exactly.
That's what has this crazy sexual awakening about like halfway through the movie. That's just like, and that's the character. She's this innocent little flower, and then all of a sudden, bam! It's like welcome to the world, my friend.
It seemed like she was trying to be the innocent girl all the way through. I didn't see where she transitioned into that sexual flower. It seemed like she was forcing that at the end.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I get where you're coming from. I do get where you're coming from, but I thought that her innocence kind of played into that, and it worked for me. It worked for me pretty much. So, Mickey, we haven't heard from you a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the movie, straight up. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really, really love watching it. I actually watched the original the night before, so it was kind of cool to, like, watch both, and the thing that I really loved...
The scripts are literally the same.
Oh, they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing that I really, really loved about this and why I think it gained so much love for many, many folks is it was in today's taste.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean it was snappier and it was faster.
It was faster.
Than the original where... Because my friend Clams, he was super lost on the first one. He's like, this doesn't really catch my attention. But with this new one, I am 100% sure he would be in love with it because it is so snappier and so much more fresh. And they have so many more interesting things going into it. Like, the choreography wasn't the original choreography. It was that with a flair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I think it's fantastic, because it isn't saying, well, poo-poo to the original. I'm going to do my own thing. It's saying, the original was great. Let's add our own touch.
Yeah, and I feel the same way. How I got into Rocky Horror was Glee... back in, like, when I was in, like, the eighth grade, did the Rocky Horror Glee show. And I was like, okay, what's Rocky Horror? I've always heard of it. And that got me, and that inspired me to watch the original. What I feel like this will do is that people watch this and be like, okay, this is strange and kooky. I like this.
Yes.
What's the original?
So they will go back to the original.
I love both equally. I'm never going to lose my love for the original.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, the original is always going to be there, but, like, but I just feel like it's going to bring more people into this world of Rocky Horror.
So here's where I'm at right now, because I'm glad I have the support group to lean on.
Yeah.
I think my problem is with the casting of various parts. That's my main problem with
it. Yes. That seems to be your problem.
Because it seems like you want to like it.
I wanted to. And I didn't want to hate it the way I did.
I don't think that a few casting issues makes it a hot mess, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
If it's that bad of a casting, I think it does.
All right.
Well, we can all agree to disagree.
Yeah, we can.
You know
because
what?
We're adults.
You know what? I hate that Star Trek Into Darkness because Benedict Cumberbatch is no Ricardo Montalban.
Oh, God,
so,
no.
So Dave, I totally see where you're coming from in terms of casting being so frustrating that it ruins your enjoyment of something. I totally get that. But then I also totally see where everyone else is coming from that...
I do, too.
You know, enjoy it on its own merits. And for me, Fox earned a lot of credibility from what they did with Grease last year,
mm-hmm.
and that exists as its own thing because it took portions of the movie
and the stage
play. And the stage play and even added its own stuff. It had like two new songs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
like it was, you know, it was really cool. So for them to do something that was different but then still played homage to the original, I think it wins all the way around. So my
don't dream it, be it.
There it is. And I think we should end with that.
Exactly.
So Mickey, you have a song for us before the break, right?
Yes, we have a cover of The Time Warp by Groovy Ghoulies.
Yes.
Shout out to Hunter for finding this one.
Be sure to stand up and do it. Do the time warp, everyone.
I can, but I'll do it in spirit.
We are going to do the time warp again. Our minds are ready. Our bodies are ready. It's fantastic. And then after that, we will have some Halloween trivia with Trivia Master Dave.
Ooh.
And yeah, and then we'll try to get out some tunes because we know a lot of folks have made some requests, so we'll try to get those out as expeditiously as
Don't
we
worry,
can.
We got you.
Yeah, this is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. And incidentally, the phone lines are still open, 253-833-5004. Make a song request, and we'll give you Jet City Comic Show passes while we're at it. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark, the Halloween Spooptacular. Hit it.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely, not for very much longer. I've got to keep control. I remember doing the time warp, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me and the void would be calling. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left and then a step to the right. You put your hands on your hips, you bend your knees and tie. Get the pelvic thrust. It really makes you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Oh, it's so dreamy. Oh, fantasy free me. So you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension. A voyeuristic intention. Well secluded. With a bit of a mind flip, you're into the conflict. Nothing will ever be the same. Yeah, it's out of sensation, like you're under sedation. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. Well, I was walking down the street to the having a thing. The way to think of a guy gave me an evil wink. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup truck in the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I couldn't change. The time meant nothing, never would again. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. It's just a jump to the left and then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips. You bend your knees and tie. Get the pelvic thrust. They really drive you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
When you need to tune out the craziness.
Pumpkin spice lattes. The coffee that tastes like a candle.
You are one huge nerd.
You're gonna die, clown!
Tune in to KGRG.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Bumbershoot 2016 rocked our socks off this year, and it was totally gnarly.
If you missed out on the spectacular event this year, don't you worry your pretty little head. 2017 is just around the corner. The lineup hasn't been announced quite yet, but looking back at this year's show, it's gonna be dope.
Early bird passes will be available at Bumbershoot.com starting October 21st for a discounted price, and who doesn't love some steals and deals? That's Bumbershoot.com.
You're not going to want to miss out on this legendary Labor Day weekend festival.
Of course, make sure to be tuning in to KGRG 89.9 FM because we love to give away tickets and I'm sure you love winning them. We here at KGRG invite you to visit the Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, an eerie outdoor haunted attraction where your fears come to life. This nonprofit community event is a mile-long haunted trail designed to scare the hell out of you during the Halloween season. The proceeds of this spooky event go towards supporting local youth groups. On Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m., there is a toned-down version called the Family Walk for younger or more easily frightened guests. For information on tickets and more, you can visit hauntedforestofmaplevalley.com. That is hauntedforestofmaplevalley.com. The Haunted Forest is at Royal Arch Park October 1st through the 29th, so come get scared.
Don't you dare touch me! Stand back! No!
What's up, guys? This is Andrew.
This is Ken.
And we're Seaway, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM. Woo! Everything is cool, man!
Coming up next is a Spooky Scary Skeletons remix for my man out there, Jay. I love you, man. Keep it locked.
Skeletons and shivers down your spine. Shrieking skulls will shock your soul, seal your doom tonight. Spooky, scary skeletons speak with such a screech. You'll shake and shudder in surprise when you hear these zombies shriek.
We're so sorry, skeletons, you're so misunderstood. You only want to socialize,
but I don't think we should.
A spooky, scary skeleton shouts startling, shrilly screams. They'll sneak under sarcophagus and just won't leave you be.
These three contestants' houses gives out the pennies to trick-or-treaters, Danica, Hunter, or Mickey. I don't even know.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It, with your host, Dave.
Dave's not here. I'm not here after that. Wild Dog, you just need to keep shooting us, because, wow.
Thank you, Wild Dog.
Uh-oh. We're taking pictures here on Mikey Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. We're going to play some Halloween trivia.
Woo! I'm so excited.
What the hell was that, Mickey?
It was me being excited.
Is what it was.
That was on par with the Lidl Lidl Trap remix. That's how great that was.
Okay, so trivia is happening.
Yeah, trivia is happening. It's Mickey, it's a Danica, and it's Hunter.
Yeah.
Playing some Halloween trivia. This could be a good game, I think. as Wild Dog shoots Mickey in the head again.
Oh, buddy.
Do you remember the rules, Hunter?
Yes, I do.
You remember your name is your buzzer, right?
Yes, I do.
You remember that part, right?
I remember that clearly.
Yeah, with these instructions.
Drink it in, man.
Just drink them in. All right?
Oh, man.
All right. Question number one, maybe.
Where's the noise? There we go.
I'm used to the thing being on already. Question number one. What candy was originally called chicken feed?
Mickey.
Mickey.
Candy corn.
Yay!
Ah. Wait, who's keeping track? Okay, I got a pen.
Okay, you got it. Okay.
Mickey.
Thank you, Mickey.
Hunter and Adanica, right?
So Mickey was one. Yep, Adanica and Hunter was zero. Question number two. What country is credited with the invention of Halloween?
Mickey. Germany.
Hunter.
I think Adanica got in.
Mexico?
Hunter.
America. Not
America.
Multiple choice.
I have multiple choice. What country is credited with the invention of Halloween?
Hunter.
Is it? Oh, Hunter?
Germany.
That was Germany.
Oh, sorry.
We're not doing this. We're not doing this again.
North Dakota.
No!
Wait, multiple choice.
Which country is credited with the invention of Halloween? Is it Spain, Ireland, Russia, or Germany?
Mickey? Spain.
Adanica?
Ireland.
It is Ireland.
Oh my god.
It's actually a Catholic holiday before we America did
up. That's so interesting.
Question number three. On what date on the calendar is the Day of the Dead?
Mickey. The 30th of October?
Hunter. November 2nd.
Adanica? November 1st.
There it is.
No.
Oh wow.
Is that a 1-1-1 or where are we at?
Oh,
no, it's 2-1.
2-1.
Adanica's up.
Yeah.
Thank you, scorekeeper.
No problem, Bob.
Question number four. What animal is considered lucky if you see it on Halloween?
Mickey. A black cat. Yay!
That's what he is, a black cat.
Oh, the one I can't wait to see Miso. To
Is Miso a black cat?
She has black on her.
Yay. 2-2-0. Question number five.
God.
I don't know if that's racist or not.
Yeah, I'm like sweating. This is really bad.
What type of food is a pumpkin?
Mickey. Squash.
Adanica. Gourd.
That's not what I'm looking for. Hunter, you have a guess?
Adanica.
Hunter gets guess first.
A vegetable?
Mickey.
Adanica got it before you, Mickey. Adanica.
Fruit.
That is a fruit.
Wow.
Many people think it's a vegetable. Like
it,
you.
I don't know. Grows on a vine on the ground.
That's right. It makes it a fruit. Fruits grow on vines.
Whoa. Okay.
I heard it through the pumpkin.
We got 3-2, Danica to Mickey. Hunter's got 0.
You know your name's your buzzer, right, Hunter?
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 6.
Buddy!
What was the first of the Dead series by George A. Romero?
Mickey. Living.
What?
Living Dead?
Adanica? Night of the Living Dead.
It was.
Holy
that was the first one.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I'm actually kind of glad Mike isn't playing because he would have gotten that off the bat.
Mike's like screaming in the background.
Yeah, he is. Question number 7. What type of food were the first jack-o'-lanterns?
Mickey.
Adanica.
Mickey.
Is it like a watermelon?
Danica.
Adanica.
Potatoes.
Hunter. Squash.
Multiple choice?
Yes.
Are you going to buzz in again, Hunter?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's so sad. I want to hobble over and give him a hug.
It's okay.
What type of food were the first jack-o'-lanterns? Were they pumpkins, turnips, radishes, or beets?
Adanica. Turnips.
Wow. She's killing it.
She is. 4-3-0.
No,
right?
It's 5-2.
Oh, 5-2. Wow. Question number 8. In the movie The Birds, what type of bird is the first...
Mickey? Is it a crow?
To attack.
Oh, Hunter. A seagull.
Cannot accept that answer.
Adanica. A pigeon. I don't know. I haven't seen this. I'm terrified of birds. I refuse to watch this movie.
Is it multiple choice?
I have a multiple choice. In The Birds, what type of bird is the first to attack? Is it a crow, a raven, a pelican, or an eagle?
A Danica.
Mickey.
A Danica.
Pelican.
Is that really?
It is.
That's like the least scary bird I can think of.
That's why it works so well.
How does it even attack somebody? Does it swallow them?
It does. Question number 9.
Does it really?
Watch the movie.
Holy Toledo.
What does the name Dracula mean?
Mickey. Bloodsucker?
Adanica.
Adanica.
Undead.
Hunter, a guess?
Master of the Night.
All good guesses, too, actually.
Is it multiple choice?
I have multiple choice.
Ah!
What does the name Dracula mean? Is it Nosferatu, Blood Drinker, Son of the Devil, or blah, blah, blah?
Adanica.
Mickey.
Adanica.
Son of the Devil.
Oh my God, okay.
Question number 10. In relation to Halloween, what does hallow mean?
Adanica. I think Mickey got it first.
I think Mickey got him first.
A good time.
Adanica.
Does it mean like, I know it's like entering the dead, like a graveyard. I don't know. Graveyard.
Hunter, I guess?
No.
Babe.
In relation to Halloween, what does hallow mean? Is it priest, saint, shallow, or grave?
Mickey. Shallow?
Oh.
Adanica.
Adanica.
Grave. Adanica.
Hunter gets a chance.
I didn't even hear the options.
In relation to Halloween, what does hallow mean? Is it priest, saint, shallow, or grave?
Saint.
Oh, you have to.
That was going to be my next guess.
Wait, but your winner.
Adanica won with 7. Mickey got 2. Hunter got 1. You did it, babe.
Proud of you.
I think that's one more than you got last time. Proud of you.
Aww.
Proud of you, Hunter.
Thanks.
Buddy.
But Adanica, Halloween victory speech?
I'd like to thank Dolly Parton.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
And Bette Midler.
Dolly Parton, call us 253-833-5004.
Hunter will be waiting for you.
Send this to Dollywood. I was at Dolly World.
Yep.
But send us there too. Send us wherever you want to send us, Dolly.
Mickey, what do we got up next? Do we have a song up or?
Yeah, we got some Thriller, Michael Jackson. Ooh, finally.
This is Mike and Mickey After Dark, the Swooptacular, right here on 89.9 KGRGFM, KGRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Sun Relay Taps, 89.3 FM.
land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna bring it to my mind.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Ha 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 ha